Hey there, and welcome to the Consultants Council podcast, a place for consulting industry guidance and best practice advisory. Whether you're working to grow in your consulting career, you're managing and developing a consulting firm, you're working with consultants, or you're just interested in business and high-performance advice, we've got recommendations and education for you. I'm Kelsey Kreveling, founder and CEO of Kelsey Consulting, a firm focused on building high-performing organizations, teams, and leaders through a variety of ventures, including the Consultants Council. I've spent my career at the intersection of technology and management consulting, working with organizations across the country to help solve their toughest challenges, while also supporting the growth and development of multiple consulting firms, helping them improve their long-term performance trajectory. In addition, I'm an entrepreneur across a few different industries, and I serve as a startup investor and advisor, promoting the ideas of other entrepreneurs as they work to gain traction in their industries. With so many people gearing up to launch their own businesses and establish their own consulting practices, I want to make available the advice and lessons others and I have learned along the way. This podcast is made possible by Kelsey Consulting, with media support by K-Studios. For more information, check out our site at theconsultantscouncil.com and kelsc.consulting. That's kelsc.consulting. Today's episode is sponsored by Tori, a personal physical asset inventory capital manager. Head to inventory.capital to request your invitation, because your inventory tells a story and it is safe with Tori. And now, stay tuned for this episode's counseling, because the consulting world is full of nuances, and the answer is always, it depends. What's possible? Do more. Hey there, I'm Kelsey Kreveling with the Consultants Council, and welcome back for a new season. So excited to be here with you all today. Now, today's episode is the motivation that someone somewhere needs to hear. And if that's you, well, get ready. We're going to be have a cheerleading session today. It's going to be your motivation that you need to keep going. We're going to talk about what to do and all your effort, all your hard work, everything you keep putting your all into isn't yielding the results. If anything, it's yielding negative results, and it's leaving you questioning, wondering, pondering, doubting everything that you're pursuing. What then? What do you do when you're running on fumes, when doors just keep being closed in your face, when people keep ghosting you, when all the things you're working towards and pursuing and dreaming about and considering and pushing towards aren't happening? What do you do? I could personally give you a long list of things in my life that have not worked out, that have not come to fruition, that have not gone the way that I wanted them to. The answer to what to do when that happens is you keep going. When you have been tasked with a dream, yes, tasked, by your innate knowledge, knowing, intuition, that there is something that you are supposed to pursue, to do, to achieve, to be, you cannot give up. I do not care how hard your road is. I don't care what difficulty lays ahead of you. I don't care how much you've already overcome. You cannot give up. To quote Winston Churchill, never, 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 never give up, or something to that effect. Keep going. Quitting sounds fun sometimes. Stopping sounds peaceful. But sometimes you just need a rest. Sometimes you just need a pause. Sometimes you just need to catch your breath and gain some perspective and remember why you set out on this path in the first place. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't abandon your dreams. You were given those dreams for a reason, because you're meant to make them a reality. But the closer and closer you get, the harder and harder it's going to become. I don't buy into the mindset of what's meant for you will be easy. What's meant for you will just materialize because you're in alignment. I don't think that's the case for everyone. I think some people are called towards greatness. I think some people are asked to take a harder road, to navigate a more challenging route, to overcome more considerable obstacles. Because on the other side of those obstacles, on the other side of that mountain, they will have become someone who becomes motivating and inspirational for others. And because throughout that process, they themselves have been refined, they've grown, and they've adapted to that adversity. They'll have a story to tell. They'll have created something worthwhile. They will be able to help and support other people. So if you yourself are on a path or a pursuit, keep going. You can't give up. Let's play that out. What does giving up look like? What does quitting feel like? Feels gross. I know for me, quitting just, it smells bad. Physically, it smells bad. Can't handle it. It feels bad in my body. It doesn't feel like peace. It doesn't feel like freedom. It feels small and it feels uncomfortable. As hard as the hardships are when you're pursuing your dreams, the idea of giving up and giving in, dropping that pursuit, feels even more uncomfortable. It feels even more painful. It feels impossible. As challenging and difficult as it is to keep pursuing and pushing towards what you believe in, the idea of not doing that feels even worse. So if that sounds like you, if that sounds like something that is resonating, if you yourself feel tasked to pursue what you believe in, to create what you can conceptualize, you have to keep going. That's it. That's the message. That's the advice. It sucks. The other day I was on the phone with my mom, not in a good place, just pretty upset with things, not going the way I was expecting, just really wanting things to be easier, more manageable in some way, in some direction. Once I'd kind of just let that out, I kind of said to my mom, I said, okay, I just need a slap across the face and tell me to get back to work. Sometimes we need that. Sometimes we just have to put our head down to keep going. We may be running on fumes. We may be completely exhausted. We may feel like every effort, attempt is painstaking and not progressing us where we want to go. But it's not the result that what's most important. It's not the result that's what's most important. It's the progress. It's the process. I saw a question recently that asked, what's more important, the process or the result? There are people that are results driven. All they focus on. They need to be perfectionists. They need specific outcomes and they're not going to be happy until they obtain them. And here's a hint, you're not going to be happy anyway when you get to that because there's always going to be another result that you're going to work towards. It's the process that refines us and makes us who we're supposed to be. It is the process that we learn from. It's the process that teaches us how to grow, overcome own limitations, our own challenges, own limiting beliefs. And the process never ends until we do. I guess I was in a massage therapy appointment. And I was talking with my massage therapist and I asked her, you know, gosh, like I've been on this healing, physical healing journey for a long time. When am I done? When am I done healing? And she said, you're done healing when you're dead. And that was frustrating to hear because it just indicated that I was going to just keep going, having a lot of difficulty continuing to keep trying to get better and healthier and more well. And at the same time, freeing that our bodies and our minds and our spirits are always healing, always pursuing better, healthier, happier version of ourselves. And we stop doing that when we die. That's when the healing stops, at least in this lifetime, right? Can't speculate beyond that. Or Abba, I won't speculate beyond that. Healing goes hand in hand with our personal evolutionary journey and with the progress and creations we feel compelled to make happen, to bring to reality, to pursue. If you needed a pep talk today, keep going. This is your digital slap across the face, get back to work, keep pursuing what you feel called and compelled to do, to create, to achieve. And please know that this pep talk is not from a place of encouraging you to run yourself into the ground and to do things that are unhealthy, that are unsustainable, right? When we're doing things that are out of alignment of who we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to pursue, that also feels terrible. And that's pretty clear. We start to get in tune with what that looks like and what that feels like. And we can navigate away from that. What I'm talking about right now is when you are in pursuit of what you know you're supposed to be doing, when you're in pursuit of your health goals, your fitness goals, your spiritual goals, your relationship goals, your career, your financial goals, your overall life goals of what you want to do and the person you want to be, when you are in alignment with what that looks like and you're still not getting the results that you want and you're meditating and you're journaling and you're questioning and you're wondering, that answer is keep going, keep going. As someone who comes up in my Instagram feed all the time at the most opportune times, she'll always say that, you know, if this message found you, it's meant for you. I don't have any hashtags or captions. This message goes where it's meant to. At the end of every one, she says, keep going. You've got this. And I always see him at the right time.
And I always need that reminder. So if you need it too, keep going. You've got this. I believe in you.
And that's a wrap on this episode of the Consultants Council. Thank you so much for your interest and engagement. Let us know what you'd like to learn more about by writing in to info@theconsultantscouncil.com. Thanks to Kelsey Consulting for facilitating this podcast and to Case Studios for the media support. And thanks to Tori for sponsoring this episode. To learn more about how Tori can manage your personal physical assets, head to inventory.capital. And with that, cheers and all my best. Have a great week. And remember, what's possible? Do more.